Just to come present to the Conscious Business Telesummit, and this is our call with Jennifer McLean. And I am your host, Adela Rubio, and we have a wonderful collection of collaborators on this call. So let's take a nice deep breath and exhale, and just feel yourself coming into your being fully. Kind of more awake, like lights are going on everywhere in your body, your cells, everything is just saying, yeah, I'm here, yes. Feeling yourself as this open flow of dynamic being here and now. Take another nice deep breath and exhale. Feel your super connection to one another on this call. Those folks that will be listening in on the replay, and to the community at large who may not even know about this telesummit, but who is definitely hands up, hands on for conscious business and a conscious life. Take another nice deep breath. And exhale. And feel your uber connection to all that is, constantly being sourced, touching everything and everyone, and in turn being touched by everything and everyone, this constant synergy and flow that is life, where who we are being impacts everything, impacts what we see, what we say, what we know. And knowing that it's as easy as your breath, as easy as your presence, as easy as your being on this call and being up for the game of conscious play. Welcome home. Thank you, everyone. I am beyond delighted. Everyone knows I'm a big Jennifer fan, and I love Jennifer. I love her message. I love her work. I love how she's playing in the world. I love how Jennifer is modeling consciousness in being and consciousness in business. She is definitely one of the people that I look to and seeing, wow, the babe is playing the game and gloriously. And she's been in all three of my telesummits. And, you know, I just find that I just always, there's always a reason to invite Jennifer for the conversation, and we just play so gloriously together. I'm very, very honored that she comes and plays with us here over at the Conscious Business Telesummit. So today our conversation is about discovering the you inside to guide you to success and abundance, and there's no one more qualified. There's no one who's lived this more than Jennifer. She's a healer. She's a speaker. She's an author, she's an entrepreneur trained in several modalities of healing, including energetic and sound therapies. She created the groundbreaking marketing system, Credibility Branding, and wrote the book about this strategy, The Credibility Factor. And she's the host of the ultimately, I think, the best, it's got to be like a best-selling series. It's, if there's anybody in consciousness, in spirituality, in transformation, they are on Jennifer's show, Healing with the Masters. Everybody, she's interviewed everybody from Marianne Williamson, Neil Donald Walsh, Jack Canfield, Greg Braden, Judith Orloff, James Redfield. I mean, I could keep going on and on and on because she has the most dynamic conversations, the most dynamic personalities who are on the edge of this conscious evolution of life. So it is my immense pleasure to welcome my colleague and friend, Jennifer.
Oh, wow, that was beautiful. I have a little tear in my eye, Adela. Thank you. And I think the reason I love coming back here so much is because, first of all, we do play well together. But secondly, you know, it takes one to know one, and that's part of what we're going to be talking about today, which is that notion of it takes one to know one is real. It's about vibrational resonance. And so like people attract like people within the business world equally as much as within personal and relationships. And so it's always, always fun to hang out with you in your Conscious Business Summit. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And, you know, what's wondering is that there's this, like, this amazing love fest when you and I come together because, I mean, people love you, and there's just something in my tribe that people are just so open to loving. I've got, like, really, we've got this love fest going on in the mornings right now. There's a group of, like, 90 of us every day that show up for these energy shifts that we do together. And
no,
it's just, it is just so, you think that you can't feel any more good and glorious and open and light-filled than you can, and then the next morning comes, and you're like, oh, my God, okay, we've gone beyond this threshold. Now we're even more. And this is part.
Yeah, that's cool. That's so cool what you're talking about there, because that is what we're all experiencing, that there's always more. There's always more good. There's always more deepening. And it's an exciting time to be alive. I learned something on my – I'm actually down here in San Diego – I have to tell you that I just barely made it into the hotel room in time for the call. So, thank the gods. I got a little behind in my scheduling this morning, and I'm about to participate in Alison Armstrong, who runs an organization called PAX, her workshop called Understand Men, understandmen.com. sorry, I took you off your tangent.
Oh, no, this is a perfect example. For example, you and I are here. And we're having a conversation about an extraordinary message. Each one of us has our own stream of this message, and we're being it in the world. And it's so natural to bring in Alison. Of course, Alison. Alison's amazing. She's doing extraordinary work.
Yeah.
And so there is this abundance.
She's a CEO, too. She's also a business person and a quote-unquote spiritual leader. She would never call herself a spiritual leader, but I see her as one. There's all these incredibly powerful women and men who are showing up as spiritual leaders and really good business people. Mm-hmm. And it can happen.
Yeah, and that's really with the Conscious Business Telesummit, and I know that you've spoken about this a number of times, and you're being it, you're doing it. So bridging this thing between our message and our world and being spiritual and being abundant, you know, having success. And that it can be totally aligned with your essence and who you are in the world, and that it can be glorious, and it's so, so abundant.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes, I have to share with you that I've had the best financial year of my life in 2009, about 10 times more than I've ever made before, ever.
Mm-hmm.
And the really cool thing about it is that every single dime in my bank account, I think I've said this before, and it's something that I rejoice and celebrate in, represents someone who I have been able to be of service to. And what's really fun is that I've been able to keep my prices at a fairly reasonable rate so that I get paid, my vendors get paid, and my customers are happy. And they're receiving content that is actually guiding them to the next best version of them. That's the opportunity with all of us for all of our businesses. And I actually didn't know. I knew in my heart that this was possible, but I wasn't sure if I could actually pull it off.
Right.
And last night on I had a special interview with Marianne Williamson and Sam Harris. I can't remember his – he's got a hyphenated name. He runs results.org.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 1980s, he started his results.org organization based on his philosophy of helping rid the world of poverty and famine for children. And he has done a remarkable job. And, you know, when you think about it, it didn't take him very long to get it going. And there are people in the world right now, it's so much faster. You get an idea, you can make it happen really fast. This has taken me in this business 2 years, actually a little less than 2 years. It can happen really fast. The key is to put yourself in vibrational alignment. The key is to move inside and explore your external obstacles to that alignment. And the key is to use every single solitary bit of your life to do that.
Don't miss a thing. This is it. It's like a moment by moment by moment. There's always an opportunity for you to decide. I call it like being the yes, stepping into the potential of something.
You know, as I was driving down here, I was listening to Abraham's, you know Abraham Hicks, you're familiar with
them? Of course.
And so I was listening to their new CD set, The Vortex. Mm-hmm. And it was really interesting because, you know, there's a lot of people in my community, there's even friends and family who are going through major changes. I went through all the major changes many of these people are experiencing about 2 or 3 years ago. I went through my mini recession all by myself about 2.5 years ago. And I know in hindsight now that I went through it 2.5 years ago so I can help others to experience their wealth now. But, you know, it's not just that. There's a compression happening in the world right now. The world is pushing each of us to become the best versions of ourselves. And how that happens, and I've talked about the compression theory with you before, is, you know, it pushes against you, and you get to push against it, and you get to say, what is this? And then explore and expand in and through it. And one of the things that they talked about in this Abraham, CD was, what happens when someone else is going through something? What do you do? What do you do? And it's interesting because it's so in alignment with the workshop I'm about to take, which is Allison talks about core partnership. And one of the things that I discovered when I went to Colorado and worked with horses with Allison. And she has this amazing there's only 8 people allowed in the group, and you work with horses, and horses are like men, and in the best way you could imagine. And it's that's not an insult at all. But the reason that horses are like men is because they are easy to they read the energy, not the words. They act on action, not the words. And women use a lot of words. That's just the biology of our makeup, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. And so so the idea there is about partnership, and partnership is an incredibly important piece of business. And so what happens is, for me personally, and I've seen this in many, many, many people, is that when what I learned with the horses is that I would start to ask for something, and I would immediately, just as part of my nature, think they were going to say no and move to the next level. So instead of assuming a yes, I would assume a no, and it was an inherent part of my belief system and pattern, of my life pattern. So what you said was, what started this idea was about yes. And so the idea is to look at the things you're moving towards with a yes, with a sense of yes. So one of the things they talked about on the Abraham CD was, okay, so there's your friend, or your relative, or your relation, someone in your own immediate family who is having a big challenge. How do you approach it? So instead of going down into the spiral of their frequency, instead you look at it as kind of a yes. Okay, so what's the yes of the situation? You don't have to share this with them. You just hold the energy of it. So you hold the energy of working in partnership with them and say, okay, well, I see the light that is you. I see your situation as being complete, resolved, balanced, joyful, and there's the visualization piece of it. Can you feel it starting to rise?
Yeah.
Even on the call as I'm talking about
it. Yeah, I already said yes. I got
it
right away.
Yeah. So that's our opportunity with everything in our life. And this is about business, so that's particularly important in business. Now, this is something I made a huge mistake with this constantly, because it was, you know, about a year ago that I learned this aspect of myself at such a deep level. I kind of knew it was there, but, it, you know, when you're in front of a 1,000-pound animal and you know, they're 100% responding to your energy, there's instant information about how you're doing, right? Mm-hmm. And so I got to see the pattern so clearly before. This is a pattern that I will continue to work with. You know, just because I had an aha doesn't mean it's over. It means it's the beginning of understanding the aha. Mm. So the aha was, wow, when I approach many things, I see initially that the person who I'm approaching to ask for what I need is going to say no. So I immediately start strategizing. Okay, they're going to say no, so how do I get them to say a yes? Well, what I've been really practicing since then is the person I'm about to speak to very well may, 90% sure, they're going to say yes. It may even sound like a no when they say, it sounds like an N-O, but energetically I'm feeling yes. And I want to be careful here. This is not about manipulation.
Right.
This is about energy. This is about intention. This is about holding the space for something positive. So right now in your life, imagine something, all of you right now, imagine something that you want. You really want something, okay? Okay, I can tell right now that 50% of you are already approaching it like this seems impossible. It's impossible. You really want it, but there's no frickin' way that's going to happen. there's your energy right there. And if you can feel it, now most of you are now feeling that. Now you can feel like, wow, yeah, that's right. I was actually approaching this as a no, even though I really want it. Well, when you're approaching it as a no, something that you really want, that's where the word need comes in.
Mm.
So you are now officially needing it. And when you're needing it, it's you're not in vibrational resonance
with it. It's not going to happen.
So the opportunity in this moment is to, okay, what would it look like in your life for that thing that you really want? What would it look like if you were to approach it with this notion of, it's possible? A notion of, what if? What if? What if it happened? Now, can you see, just by saying what if to something that seems impossible opens up a space for possible within your energy field. And so so when we're wanting to help another, that's what we can do for them now. So whether it's a client, an employee in particular, this is really, really important for employees. And this is something that I sucked at when I was a manager in corporate America. I was not good at this. Because my life pattern was to see that there's no way that these people are going to do what I'm not going to ask. Can you feel the energy of that?
Mm.
I did not do a good job at this. So I get to really clearly see in my past the contrast. Right? And that's also the opportunity with our patterns. We get to see the contrast in our past. And so as Dr. Phil would say, I would say to myself, how's that working for you, Jen? Right? It didn't work. I was forever frustrated. So, again, with employees or even customers, you approach them instead with a yes, even if someone's complaining. And, again, this is another pattern for me, which is, you know, because I have so many subscribers, I get a nice percentage, you know, probably about 5% of my subscribers will send me a complaint of some kind. And it used to really, really drag me down. Sometimes it still does. I can't help it. I'm human. I still have my moments. and I'll let you know when I'm walking on water and that stuff doesn't bother me. But until then, I still have those moments. But when someone is complaining, my opportunity now is to say, okay, they're likely in a place of lack. They're likely in a place of frustration. They're likely in a place of seeing their world as a no. So if I were to approach them right now and see that their world is a yes, there I am. I'm looking at their world. Now, their world is now a yes. What would a yes look like? I'm doing the imagining now for them. I'm holding a space now for them. So when they approach me, they're now approaching me from a place of, oh, wow, there's something really wonderful, warm, and inviting right here, and mm-hmm. I'm ready to go be embraced by that. And there's your new customer. There's your new customer. That's how you can create a space for a new customer, is to create, to see them at their most beautiful. Now, if you don't have customers, you can feel the essence of those customers in this way. You can say, what am I envisioning that my product and my service is going to do for my customers? How are they feeling? And there's the space being created. There's a vibrational resonance being created. And when they show up, they're showing up because there's a yes energy there. So you don't even have to ask a question, Adele. You just have to say a word, and I'm off.
Oh, darling, you're going everywhere I would have taken you anyway. So we are, it's an energetic interview. Of course, because we're both energetic, we're light workers. This is how we work. And it's glorious because what you're pointing to, I've been talking about this lately, seeing it, how it comes up in my own community. And noticing for myself, I was just doing a little rant on a coaching group that, because people are talking about lists, and I have a list. You definitely have a list, right? But it's not about the list. People think they're thinking of the external pieces of the marketing without sourcing the work, what I would call sourcing the work.
Yeah, and what happens with many business and marketing strategies is it becomes a bunch of one-off tactics. And I think we've talked about this before, too, that strategy is incredibly important. But since we're talking about energies, what's happening with the strategy is that there's inherent intention behind a strategy. There is a vibrational resonance within a strategy. So when you are strategizing, you're looking beyond the tactic. So first there's a strategy. First there's an objective. And the objective is what's going to happen what's going to happen a year from now, right? But what does it look like? It's almost like the ultimate visualization. The strategy falls out of that. Okay, so what am I doing to get there? You notice that there's still no how in any of this. So there's, you know, what's it look like when it's done is the goal, is the objective slash goal. And then underneath that is the strategy. What am I going to do? What am I going to be, in this case, and do to achieve that objective? And then underneath that is your tactics. So most people in business jump straight to tactics.
Mm-hmm.
They jump straight to, I need a list.
Right.
I need a list. Well, first of all, who the heck are you? Who are you? I mean, are you, and who's your market? And you can actually do all of this energetically. It's really fun for me because, you know, I've got 30 years of marketing under my belt, working with corporate America and working with marketing jargon and so on. But it's really fun on these kind of calls because now I can talk about the energy that's really going on here.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're strategizing, what we're actually doing is we are actually being the objective. That's what we're doing. We're creating a vibrational resonance of the objective. So a strategy now becomes, who am I? Who am I in the world? Who do I want to be? How do I want to be perceived? That's really important. How do I want to be perceived? Who am I to my customers? How do I want them to perceive me? Here's a good one. What do I stand for? What does my business stand for? And I cover a lot of this in my book, The Credibility Factor, which is definitely more of a business marketing book. It doesn't really talk about energies. There's a little trick energy process at the beginning that most entrepreneurs who are not into the energy field don't know. But the rest of you, if you read the first chapter of my book, you'll get that, oh, that's a visualization technique.
You snuck it in.
And so what happens from that is then we create our positioning and our messaging. That's a jargon. That's a marketing and business jargon. It's very important because the positioning and messaging really is the declaration. I think, have we talked about declarations before?
No, we haven't talked about that on our calls.
So when I wrote my declaration in 2006, I wish I don't have it handy. And as I said, I'm in a hotel room. But if you want, I can send it to you. You can send it to your audience. And
yeah, that would be great.
It basically claimed my place in the world, that I am going to impact at a global level. I'm going to share my vision and share my insight at a global level to impact global consciousness. That's around what the first sentence is. And that I am through our life travels together with my audience and my customers, we are guided to expand into joy, abundance, and freedom. So that's more or less what my declaration is. Now, if we're looking at that in marketing terms, that's more or less what my messaging is. And that's kind of my positioning. So a personal declaration is a really wonderful business tool because it helps you understand who you are in the world and how you're impacting the world and what it is you kind of want. And from there, you can actually apply that now to your positioning and messaging for your actual company. Who is your company in the world? And this is where I start talking about brand thread. So we don't have to go too deep into the marketing and the business jargon. But there's a brand thread now that happens through all of that. Through everything I do, there's a sense of sharing my insights and my vision to a global audience. And that's my personal declaration. So I really strongly recommend that each of you on this call do a personal declaration. Who are you in the world? How do you show up in the world? Who are you impacting in the world? How are you impacting them? What is it that you want to achieve through that impact? And, you know, for some people, the declaration is really about being a wonderful mother or grandmother. For some people, a declaration is, you know, big like mine is. Mine was big, and I wanted a big life, and I'm getting that. But the declaration has really helped me because I read it every day. In 2006, I was broke as broke could be. So when I wrote the declaration, it was impossible. Impossible. There's no way that could have happened ever. if I had been that kind of person that believed that things were impossible, which I've never been.
Mm-hmm.
But really, truly, when I wrote that declaration, I only shared it with just a couple of people, because people who knew my situation would have looked at me like I was insane, because it was nuts. It was crazy big. And, you know, 3 years later, here I am, absolutely living that declaration, without a doubt.
Yeah, and I get that a declaration is an act of power. It's a claiming of your work in the world and who you are in the world.
Claiming is such a great word. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly. It's a beautiful word, Adela, claiming. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's the thing is that you can't come from this timid place. You cannot be in the background. This is foreground substance. You know, this is material for the foreground.
You bet. And we are at a time on this planet where it is. You know, I did a program called Prediction Week on my membership site. I have a membership site, for those of you who are interested. It's masterworkshealing.com /members. If you go to the previews area, you can start checking out some of the stuff for free. But we did a thing called Prediction Week, and one of them, Gaia, we actually had Pepper Lewis channel Gaia. And what Gaia, the planet Earth, said to us was, this is the year of stepping out, of not sitting on the sidelines. And this is a year, and it's what you're saying, which is, we're talking about risking here. And that's a risky word, risking. It usually, you know, puts the hackles up on some people's backs, you know, risk. But that's really what we're talking here, which is, and what we're risking is nothing. Because we are divine beings of light and love. So I don't know if I've talked about, have I talked about catastrophization before?
No.
Okay, so I want to talk about that a little bit. I want to cover some ground that we haven't covered before. One of the things that I recommend in my book, The Big Book of You, is this system called catastrophization, which means when you're looking at taking a risk, you look at the absolute worst possible scenario. For some of you, the risk, you are already in the risk because you are experiencing very, very severe life challenges right now. It could be a health challenge. It could be a financial challenge, which many people I work with are experiencing. So what part of the work I do with some of my clients is to catastrophize it. All right, so there was this one lady recently who said, I'm going to be homeless in less than 30 days. So the first thing I asked was, is that true? No. We could go into our heart and ask these kinds of questions and say no. And then I said, okay, let's say it were true. Let's say that in 30 days you might lose your home and you might not have an obvious place to stay. What is the worst thing that's going to happen? And what she figured out was the worst thing that was going to happen is she could live with someone else. She might have to move in with someone else. So is she on the street? No. So let's talk about the absolute worst thing that could happen with that. What's the worst thing that can happen? And she went on to, you know, to explain that she would be there a long time. She wouldn't have her privacy. And then we explored the absolute worst thing that could happen. So when I was about 2 weeks away from living in my car, I catastrophized it. And I said, all right, what's the worst thing that could happen? Well, I'd be kicked out of the United States. I'm a Canadian, so I work on a work visa. I'd be kicked out of the United States. I would have to move back to Canada. I would lose all of my possessions, and I would have to live in my sister's basement. All right, that in that moment felt pretty awful. But then I sat with it, and I said, okay, so let's say that's what happens. Would you lose all your possessions? No, you'd move them. All right. They wouldn't all fit in your sister's basement, would they? No, well, we could work it out. We'd get a storage, someone's garage, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I could do it. And you'd live in your sister's basement. Is that the worst thing in the universe? Not even close. It's a beautiful house. It's a nice basement. It's actually quite beautiful. And how bad would it be to live back in Canada? Well, it'd be lovely. I'd be back in Toronto with my family, and it'd be fine. So there I was, picturing myself, the worst-case scenario, and I'm in a comfortable home with my sister, who I adore and love, and a brother, and my brother-in-law, and with my stuff, my kitties are with me, I'm fine. That's the final thing. I'm fine. I'm going to be okay. Is it ideal? No. But if I catastrophize it to the nth degree, I'm fine. So those people who might be in a little trouble with their business, do that. And here's what I know. Here's what I know to be true, is that even if the absolute worst case scenario does happen, it's happening for our absolute highest good. It's happening because we've chosen to have some interesting life experiences this time around and explore something that is probably a level 10 experience of that. And that's why level 10 experiences happen, because we've made agreements with the people in our lives, our soul group. We've made agreements before we came down to the planet to have those kinds of experiences. Now, the opportunity here now is to change the way that we approach it. Now, you know, if we catastrophize it to the nth degree, we are now calm at the end of that. Whereas before, we were absolutely panicked. By the end of that, which takes about 8 to 10 minutes, we're calm. So now we're in vibrational resonance. So now we're in vibrational resonance, which means we're in flow. When we're in flow, we're in a place in our life that all possibilities are now available. So the opportunity now is to use that moment of flow and say, okay, what is really possible? And the doors open. Sometimes the door opens just a crack, but that's all you need. The crack that I got was healing with the masters. And it was my first coaching call with Ellen Britt, who was Adela and my coach for this model. And it was the first call, the very first call. And remember, I don't know if you remember this, Adela, but the very first call, she didn't tell us what we were going to be learning.
No, I know.
She didn't even tell us about teleseminars. I figured it out. And I made 15 calls that day to speakers. And so by the time the coaching program was finished, my teleseminar had started. I think I was 2 weeks away from launching it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that's where moments of inspiration come from. At that time in my life, I was doing better financially because I had chosen to go back into marketing and start doing that. I hadn't given up on my dream, but I had allowed the space to create income so that my dream could come true,
mm-hmm.
which I think is another really, really important thing to know, is that you don't have to quit what you're in now to be happy. And I didn't learn that lesson. I did quit what I was in, thinking I would be happy, and I didn't. I wasn't happy. I just quit and brought my unhappiness with me to my next task.
Well, I've noticed sometimes some of us like to learn intensely, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my life.
Yeah, welcome to mine, too. I'm one of those intense, you know, deep divers myself, and I really don't know the middle road. You know, I know that's very popular in Buddhist tradition. But sometimes some of us have a learning style, and I've noticed that sometimes if you think about something too much versus launching yourself into something without too much thinking, that can sometimes work to your benefit because the momentum that you can gain from that, from knowing that you've positioned yourself and now you have to do something, it's like the resources get marshaled up and you actually propel yourself just by the mere action of stepping in. And for me, that's been one of the strategies that I have used over and over and over again. I'll be scared. I'll notice, oh, my God, this is really terrifying. And I'm like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going this way. Only because I know that when I go somewhere where it's really terrifying, it's just as amazing what happens on the other side of it.
I often have this this statement that fear is the arrow pointing me in the next direction of where I'm supposed to go.
Yeah.
So one of my biggest phobias is singing in public, ironically. And now singing is a part of my business.
Mm.
And I still haven't sung in public with my audience. I go into a studio where we can fix things. It's really safe there. But I know that one day, That's what's going to be happening, is that I am going to be singing in public. I am going to be standing on a stage and singing.
Yeah.
And it's the thought of it is scary, but it's also, there's no accident that one of my biggest phobias is singing, and yet it's part of how I make my income. is from singing.
Yeah, isn't that great? So that's really, you know, when you think of the things that scare you, that kind of you feel like this energy that holds you back, those are actually the things that when we step into them,
yes,
they have, oh, my God, they have the most
such
juice.
Power. Such
yeah.
power and juice. Yeah,
yeah
juice, such
yeah.
a great way of word.
Yeah.
But also, you know, there's something else that I think that's important here, which is when we prepare too much, when we think too much,
yeah.
when we think that we have to prepare too much, it takes us away from the beginner's mind. And the beginner's mind is where all the fun is. The beginner's mind is where we start, where everything is beautiful and glorious and happy and joyful. And that is a really, really important state of mind because it puts us in a vibrational frequency of joy. When we're in joy, that's what we're creating in our lives. So beginner's mind is really a cool place. So if you get an idea and you start acting on it and people start showing up to show you how to do it, that's beginner's mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you get an idea and you kind of tentatively act on it and you research and research and research and then you start creating people to tell you that there's no way you can do this. You can't do that. That's when you are thinking and not being and creating the vibrational resonance of that and creating doubters to tell you what you're thinking and being. I mean, those doubters are a complete 100% reflection of what's going on inside of you. When I started my teleseminar series under the tutelage of Ellen Britt, there was no one saying, you can't do this. There's only Ellen shouting from the sidelines saying, go for it. Right? And that's
yeah.
because I was in vibrational alignment with it. There was not one doubter, not one person that said, you can't do this, or one person that said, this is too hard. So if there are people in your life right now telling you that you can't do this, it's too hard, that's your clue to go within and find out the pieces within you that are creating that vibrational resonance for that to appear outside of you, telling you to look within.
So, Jennifer, yeah, oh, my gosh, you're singing my song. and this has been the process for myself, too. So for folks who, because one of the things you said a little earlier was something about that you've always been that kind of person or you always believed it. How about for people who have trouble believing it, who have trouble accessing this aspect of themselves, this you inside that guides you to everything. What can people like that, can you lead us through something experientially that people can use as a tool for that?
Yeah. You know, let me just talk about it first because I'm not coming up with anything right away.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's so much my nature, sometimes it's hard for me to understand how someone can even use the word can't. It's just never been part of my nature. In fact, for the longest time, the word can't used to really bother me. Fortunately, I've reached the point where can't doesn't bother me anymore. I just see it as someone else's obstacle and allow them to have that. And you know, I've reached a point in my life where I no longer have to fix people. Well, that's not entirely true. I still have moments where I have to fix people, where I think I have to fix people. But you quickly learn that people fix themselves. You don't. So the how do you find? Well, it feels like part of this process is about finding the yes within. Let's do a process to start with for finding the yes, and then let's do a little body dialogue session
okay.
as well around that. So. First thing we're going to do is kind of bring your attention into your heart. And I want you to bring your hand and put it right on your heart. That's it. And imagine that there's a nose in that beautiful heart of yours. And that nose is taking slightly longer breaths. That's it. And you can start to feel your energy and your attention moving fully into that heart as your heart breathes you. As your heart breathes you. If you want, you can tap your chest a slow heartbeat. Dum, dum. Dum, dum. That's it. bring your energy right there. And now bring your energy right inside the heart. And as you bring your energy inside the heart, right behind and below, just right directly behind and slightly below the heart is the sacred chamber, the sacred heart. And that is the place of your deepest connection to you. And as you bring your attention into that beautiful sacred chamber, can you feel a shift on the call, Adela?
No, this is so delicious.
Yeah, you bring yourself into that beautiful sacred chamber. You are now in a much closer proximity to the perception and understanding of your deepest self and of source energy, in fact. You're actually feeling source energy. And as you feel that beautiful source energy, feels like there's some sound and a white noise in the background. Can you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Just me. So it's interesting. I want you to, I like to use everything. Nothing shows up by accident. So this is the beautiful ocean. It's a beautiful ocean of the divine energy. You can actually hear the ocean right now of the divine spark waving and lapping over you. And it's an ocean and waves of gratitude and appreciation for you. For you, exactly as you are, right in this moment in time. No matter what you think or say or your perception of yourself, the perception of the divine of you is perfect. Everything you say and do is a perfect emanation of source energy expressing itself in and as you. And as you feel this appreciation, this waves of appreciation, this ocean in the background, that's it. Yeah, and allow yourself to expand into that appreciation. You can feel your chest almost opening up a little bit. You can feel your shoulders relaxing down, your arms letting go, your hips releasing, moving fully into that place of sacredness, of support, of love, of joy. That place where you know that you know. That's it. And allow that in. And even if it's just an inkling for you, just allow and appreciate the inkling. And as you move into that place, we're going to bring our attention back to the heart proper. And I want you to ask your heart to share with you very, very viscerally, and show in your body sensation as well. I want you to think of yes. And I want you to feel in your body, what is yes for you? Where do you feel yes in your body? Where do you feel yes in your heart? And I got a nice clue from someone else about this exercise. One of my speakers said, think of a time in your life when it was yes. What did you feel at that moment? So allow yourself to fully feel yes, yes. This is yes. This is what yes feels like. If you have a decision in your life, this is yes. This is it right here. Oh, it was Carol Look. That's who it was. Carol did a call with me recently. And Carol also added, she shared with me that her yes is actually when she's in a place of, should it be that, should it be that, should it be that, should it be that? That for her is actually no. So her no wasn't an official no. So yes, feel yes, feel it right now. And feel the support of the divine in that yes. Feel that sacred chamber and that wave, that ocean that we're hearing right now, supporting you in that yes. That's it. And now we're going to ask, now that we have a sense of yes, so one of my recommendations to you right now is to hang out in yes as often as possible. We talked about that at the beginning of the show. What if you were to think and feel yes a lot of the time? That would put you in a place of absolute flow. This place of yes is a place of opportunity. Now, no is not wrong or bad. No is simply contrast. That's all. Contrast. So, and I also want you to know that sometimes a yes turns into a no. And sometimes a no turns into a yes. So sometimes you might have had this situation where you're feeling you're in a relationship, you're dating, and the guy's like, oh, that's a no. No, I'm not going to date that. I'm sorry, I'm saying this from a female's perspective. I'm not going to date that guy. No, no, no. And all of a sudden it becomes a, oh, wait. Hey, yes. And so that can happen with other things in life. So know that there's flexibility within this yes and no. So now I want you to feel no. And again, no is not bad or wrong. No is just simply no. So what does no feel like in your body right now? So think about no. No, 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 no. And it's not a no of I'm not safe. That's not what I'm talking about here. That's a completely different thing. This is a no of just simply no. Nope, that's not going to work for me. No, I don't want to do that. No, I'm just not going to. It's not a no of threat or annihilation or anything like that. That's something different. And unfortunately, many times, that's where we move to when we move to a no. So what I want you to understand in this moment is you're feeling the no in your body, that there's nothing wrong, there's nothing amiss, it's just simply no. That's all. Okay, now we're going to move back to yes. Think about yes. What does yes feel like in your body? Feel that fully in your body. So Adela, describe to me, what does yes feel like to you?
It feels like a lot of space. Yeah, it feels like a lot of space. I particularly, sometimes I'll just get a lot of tingling throughout my body, but especially
right.
The area around my heart. My shoulders are very relaxed, so my chest is very, very open.
Right, good. Yeah, and for me, I have even a little bit of enthusiasm there.
Yeah.
Oh. It just feels like, yeah. Oh, possibility. There's a little girl that shows up and says, yee.
When I say tingle, there's a sparkle.
That's
more
right.
The word, yeah.
Yeah. And everyone, this is just two examples there. Everyone's going to have a slightly different one. And, you know, there are some people that feel yes in their feet. All of a sudden their feet go, ooh. There's someone who leans backwards for a yes. Oh, that's my yes. She just simply leans backwards. So there's all kinds of, so allow yourself to really feel, what does yes feel like for you? Feel it. Okay, now let's move into no again. And again, really be aware of the fact that you're not moving into a place of bad or not good or not safe. That's not no. That is trauma. No is no. What does no? Nope. I don't think so. That doesn't work for me. Nope. Doesn't feel right. Nope. What does that feel like for you, Adela?
But no?
Yeah.
No feels like, it's really interesting because I was talking to a speaker the other day. And we were talking about, you know, the arrangement, the business arrangement and the affiliate stuff. And he had a very low affiliate arrangement. And my body was just like, there was no emotional charge. This was what was really interesting. Maybe last year there might have been a charge. But now it was just like, no, that won't work.
Yeah,
And what I said to him, I was like, you know, so-and-so, that doesn't feel sparkly to me. That's exactly what I said to him.
Oh, that's great.
I'm like, that doesn't feel special. And I would have never said that last year. During my first telesummit, I would have never done that.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it was awesome. And that was really interesting. And then there was just space, because that's another thing that I got with the no, is when there's a no, you've got to give it its room.
That's right. That's really good. That's a really good point. That's a really good point. No needs the space.
Yeah, give it its room.
No
and you'll. And you'll be surprised what happens when you say no, because that allows for the yes that is in the potential, the yes that is available.
I have in the Big Book of You, there's a chapter called No is the New Yes. In fact, I have a painting that is about 4 feet by 5 feet, and all it is a big no. And it reminds me of my no and how powerful my no is, because no actually creates space for yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And no is a moment of closure, which some people are afraid of. Closure is a good thing. And so no becomes a moment of, okay, that's done. That's finished. That's complete and closed. And now look at all the doors that are opening because I said no. And I'm not saying to say no to people or to say, you know, you don't run out now and say no to someone. You feel this feeling first and you say, does this feel like a no? And then there's a way of saying no, like Adela just said, that doesn't feel sparkly. Or, you know, that doesn't work for me. You know, I had an experience recently where I was invited to participate in a series, and they put a lot of parameters, lovely, lovely, lovely person, and put a lot of parameters on, you know, what I couldn't say. And I just said, no, I don't think so. I said, God bless and have a wonderful series, and I know they're going to do extremely well with it. And it just didn't feel right for me. You know, the kind of vibrational resonance, the vibrational resonance was off. So the audience likely wasn't going to resonate with me either, right?
Yeah.
Because she's going to attract the audience that totally works for her.
Right.
That totally is in vibe with her. So this is good. We've got the yes, we've got the no. So let's explore the other side of no, where we get stuck. So, you know, for those people who kind of feel like they can't really feel, you know, where they can't, where the word can't is an operative part of their life, where they look at what they want and they can't do it. So for those people, right in this moment, we're going to do a quick little visualization. I want you to picture something that you really, really, really want, again, from this place of your sacred chamber. Move your attention back into that beautiful sacred place, that beautiful sacred place of support and love, that beautiful sacred place where all is possible. And, of course, for those who feel that isn't true, that's what we're going to play with right now. So bring your attention back into that beautiful space of the sacred chamber. And think of something that you really, really want. That you really, really want. And I want you to feel now, we're going to move our attention into our body. Where in your body is that place of can't around this thing that you want? Where do you feel that in your body? And what I want you to do is I want you to bring your attention to that place in your body. It might be a place of tension. It might be a place of pain. It might be a place of emotional pain. Bring your attention to that place in your body. It could be your back, your heart, your organ, your knee, your thigh, whatever. Bring your attention to that place. And now we're going to have a little conversation with that aspect. We're going to say, okay, we get it. There can't lives here. Can't lives here. And we're going to ask that spot, what is it that you really need? What is it that you need? I get that that can't is a part of this area. But what is it that you really need? What's happening with can't? Why is can't important? How is can't serving me? What is it that you really, really need? So, Della, are you doing this?
Yes,
I am. Do you have a spot?
Mm-hmm.
Where's that spot in your body?
It's actually in my belly.
Okay. So what when you ask the questions, what kind of answers were you getting?
The kind of answers that I was getting were, it was around not feeling alone.
Yeah. I can feel the emotion around that too.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are experiencing emotion, feel it. Allow the emotion, because the emotion has simply been a place of holding, and when you feel it, it's allowed to release and express itself. I want you to notice something else, that you are fully present in your body when you're hanging out with these areas. Okay, so now you're in this place of aloneness, and for the rest of you, you might have gotten some different answers.
And there's something a little bit more. It was a little bit more specific, and it has to do with being physically alone. So it's not friends or anything like that. It's, you know, just being alone without a partner. It's that kind
and
of alone.
And is that right? Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a can't with that. Is that true?
Oh, yes, there is.
That's right. Okay, so what is it that part of your body. What does that tummy, when you bring your attention fully now into your tummy, because what happens is when we approach these things, sometimes we just fly out of our bodies, which you just kind of did. So bring your attention back fully into that tummy area. And the rest of you do the same. Bring yourself fully into that body part. And just say to that body part, and it, for those of you who can, just say aloud, I'm here right now, I'm listening. I am present, I'm here, I'm with you.
That's good. Interesting. It dropped further in my body.
Mm. Yeah, that's surprising. Okay, so now you go bring your attention to that part.
Yeah.
And you ask again, what? Okay, we get it. For Adela right now, so the rest of you, you know what your that body part explained to you what's happening a little bit. So we're going to work with Adela as an example here. So now, Adela, we get it. It's about alone. It's about partnership. It's about a can't within that. So now we're going to ask that area that's a little bit lower, what is it that you need? If you could have a magic wand in your hand right now and could accomplish whatever you wanted around this, what is it that you need around this can't?
The first thing that came was for me to be open to.
Yeah. Now, we both know, you already know this, that in, you know, to create a mate, we have to be the mate that we want.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so you just said it, and your body said it to you at such a deep level here that there's no understanding within your body. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and for the rest of you, what is it that you need? You can see that I don't know if you can feel this, but there's some resolution happening on the call. So the next question I ask is, okay, I apologize, Adela, I forgot what you just said.
Open to.
So
yeah.
What would it look and feel like to be open? And the rest of you, what would it be like, what would it look and feel like in your life right now to experience that? So right now, Adela, what would it look like to be open in terms of this relationship thing? What would that look and feel like in your body, in your life? And the rest of you do the same thing. What would it look and feel like?
It would be very physical.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be very physical. I'm a very physically, it would be very, I just see myself just being very physically affectionate, being very
right.
close physically. Yeah, I get specific.
Right.
Yeah, very physical.
So
that was,
feel the, so the idea here now is to feel the feeling of that. Feel the feeling of being physical in a relationship. There we go. There's a vibrational resonance. Can you feel it? It's right there. That's it. So now, here's what you're doing. This is your yes in a relationship. Can you feel this?
Yeah, I'm on
and what
fire
we're doing
here.
For,
yeah,
and what we're doing for everyone on the call here is we are creating the vibrational resonance of yes for that can't. Showing that body part what's possible. Allowing that body part to realign into this new vibrational energy. So the next question again is, what would that look and feel like? What would it look and feel like to be a year out, having experienced maybe 6 months of a lot of physical attention? So the rest of you, you've got an image now of what it would look and feel like. We're going to take that image to the next level. We're going to take that image to a year out, and you've had six, seven, 8 months of this feeling in your life. What does your life look like? How do you wake up in the morning? What does it feel like in your body to be this person who's open and who's physical in a relationship, and for the rest of you, with what you need? What would it look and feel like? How do you wake up in the morning? And we're kind of running out of time, so that's something that you can probably do after the call, is continue this. Continue the momentum of this. And what we've done is we've created a new vibrational resonance, a new vibrational blueprint in your body right now. And that blueprint is now like a muscle that you get to play with and work with and expand on. Are you still there?
Thank you, Jennifer. That was extraordinary. I'm going to put that process together for folks so that they can use this over and over and over and over and over.
That's my body dialogue process, and you can use it for everything. Everything that shows up, you can use it's a clearing method. It's a way to go very deep. And more importantly, it's a way to allow the pieces of you to show up and hang out with you and talk with you and tell you what's what and tell you what obstacles are showing up to that are stopping you from your business,
yeah.
from your relationships, from your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know we're running into overtime, but this always happens with you and I. It's just such a glorious dance. But I know that you've got, and I purchased this, and it is extraordinary. I haven't even gone through it all yet. There's so much in Heal Your Life, Heal Your Business, that I just even haven't gotten through all the CDs yet. Jennifer, it's an amazing program. It's an amazing product that Jennifer created a while back. And I've got, if you're on the webcast and you want to check it out, there's a link there. I know that there's a coupon for this community that you've extended. Is it $75 off, Jennifer?
It's $75, and I have to tell you that I think I forgot to add the new dates. I did call my assistant when I was on my way down here, but I wasn't able to reach her. So if for some reason you try right now and the coupon doesn't work, it will work within the next 3 or 4 hours. And I
okay.
do apologize for that. I kind of slipped my mind. But hopefully it'll work right now. I haven't heard from my assistant yet to see if it is going to. And if it doesn't, know that it will shortly.
Okay. And the coupon
so
code
$75
is
$75 off. Yeah, $75 yeah. off. And it's there's two products now. It's the streaming video. It's video on demand. You can sit at your computer and watch it. It'll be available for at least a year, if not more. I usually like to keep these things up indefinitely. It's already been up for a year. It'll be up for probably another 2-3 years. So it'll give you plenty of time to watch it and experience it. And I keep the price low on that one. And then there's 16 DVDs. And it was a 4-day workshop. And the really cool thing about it is we spent 2 full days focusing on what we did on today's call a little bit, releasing the obstacles from a very internal, deep perspective to wealth, success, and business. The last 2 days are very practical material about marketing and doing online businesses, running online businesses. So we teach you kind of the basics of how the teleseminar model works, the basics of getting a blog started, of doing Twitter, and also I walk you through my credibility branding model, which is about becoming an influencer and becoming an expert yourself, building credibility so that people will hit the buy button faster. It's really one of my favorite products.
Well, it is.
Because it helps
awesome.
So many people on so many levels.
There's so much information, and you had so many guests, and there were just so many processes. There's a lot, you know, I mean, I've gone through some of the DVDs, and I feel, and I know quite a lot of stuff. And I found that there was so much there for me that it was amazing. It's a fantastic product, Jennifer. Thank you so much, and thank you for
welcome.
Extending a wonderful discount.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah,
$75. And you also get my book, The Credibility Factor, which isn't on the page there. So there's about, almost $500-$600 of bonuses. You get extra bonuses from all of the speakers. You get the soul song recession meditation and an abundant body dialogue session from me. And you get my book, The Credibility Factor, which is actually a $79 product because it's kind of an elite product. So I haven't really gone out and created a book yet because the value of it is so is greater than the cost of a book.
Yeah.
So I've kind of kept it as a special report. So it's a $79 value just that you get automatically as soon as you sign up. You'll be able to download that. It's an ebook.
Yeah. And so the coupon code is Adela, all uppercase.
Yes.
Folks, when
emphasize that hopefully that will work. If it doesn't, it will work shortly. And how long do you want us to keep that up for, Adela?
I would say 48 hours is usually a good amount of time for people to decide.
Yeah, last time it wasn't quite enough time, so why don't we set it for 72 hours?
Okay, that's good.
Great.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
My pleasure.
Yeah. Wonderful. It's just, there's a saying in Spanish, te quiero y me quedo corta, which means I love you and I can never show you how much I love you. It's like I'm always short
wonderful.
Of showing you how much.
That is such a wonderful thing.
Well, you
that.
Know, Latin people are colorful, and, you know, they've got all these sayings, and that's what comes up for me with you. It seems like, you know, whatever time I spend with you, there's always more time that I want to spend with you. So thank you so much, Jennifer, for being here, being a part of the Conscious Business Title Summit, and just adding your brilliance to a wonderful adventure and a wonderful intention. Thank you so much, darling.
Thank you. Thank you for everything that you're doing for your community and all of us. You're doing an amazing job. And that Spanish saying back to you, because it would sound weird in English.
All righty. So I'll just put us on interactive so we can all say goodbye.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye now. Thanks, everyone.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.